Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Liquefied natural gas could be transported by train from northern Pennsylvania to South Jersey for export if a Florida-based company gets its way. The Trump administration has set the wheels in motion with the issuance of required permits, although as KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden found out, it's far from a done deal.
That permit, issued by an agency under the U.S. Department of Transportation, gives a subsidiary of New Fortress Energy 2 years to come up with plans to transfer the gas from fracking areas in Bradford County to Gibbstown, Gloucester County, for transfer to tanker ships. All this is proposed, mind you. They still need a lot more permits from state and federal entities. But just talk of the idea has people like Jeff Tittle with the New Jersey Sierra Club raising the proverbial red flag.
Many of our freight rail systems in the state are very old. And in Pennsylvania, too. They go back to pre-World War I, even earlier, some of them. And the concern is that there could be an accident, a spill, a derailment that could have catastrophic effects.
Look for opponents to turn to Governor Phil Murphy and the Delaware River Basin Commission. The company, in a statement, calls the permit a significant milestone that establishes requirements for moving domestic LNG in a safe and efficient manner. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.